Chapter 7, The Second Mandate. He said to me,
"Hold fast to simplicity of heart and innocence. Yes, be as infants who do not know the wickedness that destroys the life of men. First of all, do not slander anyone and do not listen readily to a slanderer. Otherwise, you, the listener, will be guilty of the sin of the slanderer if you believe the slander you hear. For by believing it, you yourself will hold a grudge against your brother, and thus you will be guilty of the sin of the slanderer. Slander is wicked, a restless demon, never at peace, but always dwelling amid dissensions. Keep away from it, and you will always have harmony with all men. Clothe yourself with reverence in which there is no evil, which gives no stumbling block, but in which is all smoothness and cheerfulness. Do good, and from the fruit of your labors which God gives you, give to all those in need, without distinction, not debating to whom you will and to whom you will not give. Give to everyone, since it is God's will that we give to everyone from His bounties. Those who have received will give an account to God why they received and for what purpose. For those who receive in distress will not be judged, but those who receive under false pretenses will pay the penalty. Under these circumstances, the giver is innocent. For on receiving from the Lord a service to perform, he performed it with simplicity, without distinguishing to whom to give and to whom not to give. The service, then performed with simplicity, becomes honorable in God's eyes. Therefore, the man who thus serves with simplicity will live to God. Therefore, keep this commandment as I have told you, that you and your house may be found sincere in your repentance and your heart cleaned and unsullied.